I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going to move on now to a segment. We're looking to the future, and then we'll take a couple listener questions, and we out. Andy, we are now talking about people who could be visiting and or signing contracts potentially with AFC East teams. Here we go. First, let's begin with the one that is filling up the feed. It's damn near choking us out right now, and he's not even coming to Foxborough first. D-Hop, DeAndre Hopkins, is making his way first on Sunday to Nashville to meet with Mike Vrabel, who we just learned is going to be honored at the Patriots Hall of Fame alongside Dante Scarnecchia this October. He's taking his first interview with the receiver needy Titans before he comes to Foxborough next week. I forget who it was in our chat box here earlier who asked, what do you think the odds are that Mike Vrabel, knowing the Patriots need a receiver, signs him and doesn't let him get out of the building before he makes his way to Foxborough? Because I mean, think about it, like someone who learned at the heel of Belichick, they absolutely need a number two. Like, who do they have down there? They got rid of Bobby Trees. They have Treylon Burks last year, who they drafted to replace A.J. Brown. Didn't quite work out the same, though the kid may still be good. Like, there's not a lot of receiver depth in Tennessee. That's a place he could go shine. The issue is, does he want to go someplace where there's a chance he might finish 7-10, you know, and they'll be in a bunch of low-scoring games?
I'm sorry, were you talking about Tennessee or New England there with 7-10?
You absolute son of a bitch!
If he wants to win, I don't know why he's visiting Tennessee and New England. But I think we've seen, or at least it's been sort of reported, surmised, that he is prioritizing money over winning at this point. Because if he just wanted to win, Buffalo or Kansas City or some of these other teams that showed interest in the process but aren't looking to pay him would take him. So it's interesting. Is there any chance that he's just done? Like, he didn't look done last year. I didn't think
Where is this freaking D-Hop is washed?
Why does no one want him?
And who said no one wants him? Nobody wanted him for $19 or $20 million and a fifth-round draft pick to the Cardinals.
Right. And now no one, I mean, if anybody was interested, don't you think there would be better opportunities promoted by the agent? Like, he's going to Tennessee.
How many teams can afford him right now, number one?
Oh, so that's a different story. Right?
What's he going to do? Granted, the man has made over $100 million in this league, though I do believe he's got a few mouths to feed at home and out and about as well.
Doesn't he want the contract that OBJ got?
He does.
Okay. OBJ, what did he do last year?
Nothing.
What did he do the year before that?
Went to a Super Bowl team via trade and was going to be the MVP of that game that his team ultimately won before he tore his ACL for the second time.
He rehabbed and appeared to actually be getting healthy when he broke again. Correct? So a guy who hasn't been an elite valuable receiver for how many years? Multiple years. He's not wanted as much as that guy. So the league is telling you D-Hop's not that valuable right now. So the league may think he's done. Again, wow. I thought he was productive last year.
Sure as hell was. 64 catches, 700-something yards, 3 touchdowns in 9 games with garbage quarterback play. But why wouldn't any team want is he an upgrade over Devontae Parker? Is he an upgrade over Devontae Parker?
I think so. but I don't know if the league thinks so.
Well, now, who cares what the league thinks? Because I only care purple. What the Patriots think.
Well, the Patriots are in the league. So you see, the part of the league, there's 32 teams.
Okay.
In the
all right. They, all right. They're, particular, they're 3% of the league. Okay.
So the Izzy Julio Jones. Let's go back to another Titans. I believe the Patriots were rumbled in. Titans got him and then realized, wait a minute, this doesn't look anything like the guy I remember.
No, this thing has 197,000 miles on it. And I just found out via the Carfax, it's had three owners.
Is there any chance D-Hop
multiple accidents?
D-Hop is still elite, says Rad Rob. Okay. I don't think he's still elite, personally. I think he's good. I think he'd be the best receiver on the Patriots. But I'm not an expert. I'm not Matt Groh. I'm not, you know, whatever GM or talent evaluator you want to pick. I just have opinions on podcasts.
I mean, he's on the other side of 30. He's been doing this for a decade now. He has never been one. He's not the biggest guy. He is also not an Olympic sprinter as well. He just gets open, and he's got great hands.
Hands.
Somehow the dude finds a way.
That's what Adrian Phillips said. First thing he thought of when D-Hop was hands, that he just catches the ball. And
well, let's hear from Kendrick Bourne when given an opportunity today to speak to what it would be like to have him on the team. Another receiver who could potentially possibly maybe just kind of sort of have to get moved for D-Hop if he comes to town, though I doubt it. It'd probably be Paca. Here's Kendrick Bourne talking about the possibility of D-Hop coming to Foxesboro and if he'll help recruit.
Yeah, I'm a fan of D-Hop. It'd be cool. I don't really know the gist of what's going on, but yeah, he's a great player.
What does he bring to the table? Why are you a fan?
Just what he's done over his career and just watching him when I was younger and stuff. And he's just a great leader, so if anything was to happen, he's a great leader, so. Yeah, that'd be cool.
He's been kind of outspoken, I think, in the past on social media.
Yeah. Great player, so anything that'll help us win, I'm with, so.
There's reports, though, that he's coming here for a visit next week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, what would you say to him, if you could say to him right now, here's your pitch?
Come on through, man. We need any help we can get to win.
There you go. We need any help we can to get to win. That's the right attitude. Like, everybody, come on. Everyone pick up an oar. Everyone just sit down. We all want the plane to land. I'm on. And I'll tell you, I've been a big fan of the idea for a while now. And I think it would likely be Parker, who flashed at times last year. But, you know, he's fine. He's a 50-50 ball guy. I think D-Hop, I would rather have DeAndre Hopkins at $12 million than Parker even at $6 million. Because A, it's not my money. And B, I still think he's got gas in the tank. And he's not washed.
So the financial aspect is one thing. If you remove salary to afford him better on your salary cap, that's another. But why do you have to get rid of anybody? We've already talked about they have four receivers.
Well, you don't want to just punt on everybody that you picked up in the later rounds or that you want to try to develop. Maybe they'll kick. Maybe Douglas makes the practice squad. You bid Booty fare thee well. Cunningham makes the team
Booty's done nothing.
Stinky Booty.
I know all you people have fallen in love with Booty, whether it was the name or the 300 yards 3 years ago. He's done nothing, and dude is a bit shady off the field. We need to acknowledge there's a reason in it. Performance was part of it, never lived up to the hype, and he's got red flags off the field. So
we got a stinky booty and a shady booty.
Yeah, a stinky and shady booty. Absolutely. but I immediately saw, like, who's got to go? Why does anybody have to go? God forbid we give Mac five receivers who are actual NFL receivers. DeMario Douglas. Maybe he's the next great thing, or maybe he stinks. There's a reason Raleigh Webb's all over the frickin' field. Malik Cunningham's getting reps. How about just keep the five guys you have? Huh? How about just keep five guys? Have five receivers that are actual professional NFL receivers and bump them all down a slot. I'd be happy to see D-Hop 1, Juju 2, Bourne 3, Parker 4 and Thornton 5. You know what that looks like? Pretty damn
a professional receiving core. However, I don't want to just have to like cut bait after 4 weeks and being like, oh, this booty kid, well, let's not put any time into him. Let's DeMario Douglas, he's too small.
So put him on the practice squad. Who gives a rat's ass?
Well, you run the risk of losing him, and then you could have a what's his face? From 29, a Braxton Berrios situation. Not to say that he lit the world on fire, but now he's in Miami after he went to the Jetropolitans for a few years. We'll see. Hey, here we go. Go Pats. Greetings from Bahrain from Abdul Rahman Al Khalifa. Thank you very much for watching, my friend.
You want to try that again?
Yeah, it was ballpark. Sorry, I'm doing it on the fly.
That you never said.
Al Khalifa. I apologize, Alka. I apologize. Thank you very much for watching. We have a robust debate in the chat box right now over D-Hop. Most fans seem to want him. I'm all aboard Anthony Abruzzi with a lot of fingers crossed and prayer emojis. Why? Okay, Andy, why would the Patriots wait and not try to get him in here first before the Titans with their meeting on Sunday? Somebody said that had a lot to do with the agent scheduling the meetings, correct?
I'm guessing that the agent scheduled it, or maybe they were a step slow. Maybe the Titans were the first to call and he's just going in order. I will say how long did it take them to sign Antonio Brown?
About 3.5 seconds after he did. Grandma, we're free. We're free.
Interesting.
Jackass. Oh, by the way, sounds like everything's going great with the Albany Knights or the Albany Emperors or the Albany Strike, whatever the hell.
Did he play yet? I know he promised to play and then didn't show up.
No. And people aren't getting paid. They're getting locked out of the facility. One of my pals, Jake Smith, did a whole podcast breaking it down. Apparently, it is a storm up that way. Like, it is an absolute disaster.
Wait, Antonio Brown's involved? And it's
I know.
Holy Moses. Yeah, he still loves you, Fitz, even though you screwed up his name.
Yeah, well, you know what? People are, you know what they're capable of here? Unlike in your little nape of the woods, neck of the way, what are you doing here? Forgiveness.
I forgive you.
Huh? Okay. Well, thank you. There you go. It's the first time. I'm producing this, so I'll have to save that one off later. All right, Andy, I'm in on D-Hop. You would sign D-Hop. You want a professional receiving core. I would do it in a second. All right, let's just forget it out for the debate. Throw a number out there. Ready? Here we go. Just chum the waters. Throw it out there.
Oh, for a contract?
Yes.
What it's going to take or what I'd like to pay?
What do you think it's going to take?
I think it's going to take a salary of $10 million with incentives that can take that contract probably closer to 20.
I was going to say 3 for $50.
Yeah, I mean, the whole three thing, I'm talking about what you're going to pay him this year. You're going to pay him $10 million, whether it's called guaranteed or not. It's going to be virtually guaranteed. And then I think there's going to be, now I want to clean something up that our good buddy Christian Fourier effed up on the radio today. He was talking about incentives.
Oh, was that the English language?
Yes. You know, and so people are like, wait, I listened from 10 to 2. Which part are you going to clean up for Christian? but as an NFL player who signed, I don't know, 15 contracts in his career, he played in the league a long time. Mm-hmm. I would think he'd know this, but the incentives, he's like, yeah, just give him incentives and call him likely to be earned. That's not how it works. Incentives are automatically likely or unlikely to be earned based on your previous year's production. If you achieved it in your previous year, it's likely to be earned. If you didn't achieve it in your previous year, then it's not likely to be earned. So, for example, what did D-Hop have, like 60 catches last
64
year?
64 catches, 720 yards, 3 tutties.
So if you want him to have a likely to be earned incentive on catches, it would have to be 60 catches. If he gets over 60 catches, you'll give him an extra $1 million. Okay, that's likely to be earned. You know what that means? It's on this year's salary cap. If you want it to be a not likely to be earned incentive, you give him 75 catches for $1 million. And then if he achieves it, it would go on next year's salary cap. So it's, you don't get to choose whether you call them likely or not likely to be earned. It's all based on what he did last year. And that actually could help a team like the Patriots, who are trying to put incentives in his contract because his raw numbers last year were low. So if you put in games played, catches, receptions, you can put, let's just say, 70 catches for 1,000 yards, and you play 15 games. He didn't do any of those things last year. They're not likely to be earned incentives. They go on next year's cap. You can pay him an extra $8 million on next year's cap when you have cap space.
Matt Gardner, otherwise known as Matt Gardner. For a guy who doesn't run precise routes and isn't a fan of practicing, why do you think BB is such a fan of D-Hop? I love you, man. Yeah, I just try to do my job.
Because Bill loves production, proven ability, execution. Yeah. It's the same reason why Bill Belichick wants to know exactly what everybody's doing, but he could get along with Junior Seau. Or, you know, Bill Belichick is the be-all, end-all, but he's okay if Rodney Harrison and Ty Law decide on the field to switch flip-flop duties, right? Like, if you're great, Bill accepts it. If you're not great and F around, well, you're gone. But he sees D. Hopkins as what he is, a Hall of Fame caliber receiver. And Bill loves Hall of Fame caliber players. He respects production and ability and execution.
Remember Ocho Cinco? Yeah, we're going to double you today. We're taking you out. And then he signs him, and the guy can't even get the playbook. And Teddy Bruschi, by the way, happy 50th birthday, Teddy Bruschi. Bruschi is like, get your head out. Like, stop ogling the Patriots. Get your head in the playbook, knucklehead. Andy, this is a little two-parter. Some questions from the Twitter sphere. As you don't eat the can, you drink the soda. I'm not sure if you know.
No, it's out. I want more.
same with mine. Hugh Janus 978. That's correct.
Excuse me.
Yep. No need to be excused.
Why is it so big?
Says we're certainly getting ahead of ourselves, but seeing lots of talk, which receiver gets jettisoned if we sign Hopkins? Yeah Parker or Bourne.
Why did you guys touch on this?
We did. That's Andy's answer, Hugh.
And if I have to answer, it's Parker.
Correct.
Bye-bye.
At Sports
Bourne
Talk
is going to be awesome this year. In case you missed the beginning part of the podcast.
It's right there. It's on the lower Bourne third if you're watching live. Hart, bang the over on Bourne receiving yards this season. Said he may actually get some Debo time. It's kind of fun when we do it live because I can put all these lower thirds in.
I like it. And
yeah, okay.
I got to start paying attention to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In case you say anything, take me out of context or something.
What's that?
Can I get Hart? Fitzy's a moron.
Oh, but you can get Hart. I need to start paying attention. All right. At Sports Talk Chud, why are we going all in for an aging wideout when we don't even know if our starting quarterback is all that good? I think I see ye have little faith in Mac Jones. I know he's been throwing it 7-on-7s. It's 11-on-11s. There's no pads. It's against air. Who's playing corner? Blah, blah, blah. But by and large, it seems like we've got a different Mac Jones. I'm a fan of just what Eric Mangini and Scott Pioli and others have said this week, the accountability that he's taken, saying I need to earn the respect of each and every person in that building once again, my teammates especially. Would you say thus far, the aggregate of what you've heard, everything going on, what you've seen, shows a more polished, poised, or professional Mac Jones?
No, I think he's in a better place. I mean, for example, today, he threw a pass to the left. It was deflected at the line of scrimmage, and it was intercepted by Kyle Duggar, and Mac pouted. He stormed off and pouted. There's no other way to describe it. He's always going to be that guy. He's always going to have that in him, and he's on, like, you need to accept that or deal with it, acknowledge it. Now, the hope is it doesn't rear its ugly head too often because you're playing well, you're putting him in position to make plays, you're not exacerbating his emotional weaknesses and all those things, and that's where I think you are. He trusts Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien knows what he's doing, as Kendrick Bourne said. Mac Jones feels normal. He trusts him, those words. So I think you're going to minimize the amount of times or opportunities for Mac to be McEnroe Jones and be a baby and sulk. But to get back to the question.
Brady was a powder too, and Brady tore people
one of the biggest bitches on the planet. One of the biggest bitches on the planet when things don't go well. Absolutely. I feel like that's getting a heart colon. But can we get back to the root of the question? Why would you add a potential number one wide receiver if you're not sure how good your quarterback is? Isn't that the exact reason you'd add a number one wide receiver? If you thought you have Tom Brady and he can take chicken you-know-what and make chicken salad. if you have a truly elite quarterback, that's when you can get by with lesser receivers. If you don't trust the quarterback's ability or upside, get him the most receivers possible, the most talent possible. Give him people that can make plays without him having to be spectacular. So the uncertainty about Mac's ability is the exact reason you would go get DeAndre Hopkins, in my opinion.
All right. If anyone that's watching live right now on the YouTubes, the Twitter sphere, or the Book of Face has a question, you guys can fire him into the chat real quick while that's Andy and I wrap. It's contextual. I made sure to point it. Okay. When, you know. When things don't go his way, fine. All right, if anyone has any last questions, rally them up. Otherwise, Andy and I, real quick, are going to discuss what may be going on down in Miami and not the Denver Nuggets, hopefully, I should say, taking home the NBA Finals trophy. Rather, Dalvin Cook released for a whole lot. Now, here's someone who's not washed.
Here's someone who does have long hair, but is extremely talented still, has had ridiculously productive seasons when healthy for the Minnesota Vikings, released for free, absolutely nothing in return. And now from the Minnesota Vikings, Alexander Mattison, who looks kind of like his clone, will now be taking over RB1 duties in Minnesota. And it looks like Dalvin Cook, if his Instagram is any sort of indication, because he definitely teased out him celebrating on the field at Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah. I speak social. I know where he's looking to sign. Dalvin Cook coming to the AFC East, problem for everyone, yeah. Not just the Patriots.
Another problem, not just a problem. Like the Dolphins, I mean, we've talked about it. Patriots can be better and could be a fourth place team. I know Sports Illustrated thinks they're going to win the division and all these blah, blah, blah. But you add Dalvin Cook to Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Holy crap.
Schmidt. Exactly. I said Schmidt, like Mike.
Clean it up. And a coach who people still think is creative and can get the ball to playmakers. I mean, that's the example. Why would you add Dalvin Cook and Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins offense if you're not sure how good Tua is? No. That's why you add them to that offense, because then Tua just has to get rid of the ball. Is there a more dangerous trio in the NFL than those three?
I mean, that's a very good question, and we'll make sure to revisit this on Sunday during the radio show. That's effing scary. I'm sorry. Yeah. You have the fastest wide receiver in football.
Come on, Juwan Bentley will tackle them.
That's why we got Mapu.
Oh yeah.
That's a problem. I don't know who their tight end is. I don't really care. There are other receivers. That's fine. Now all these guys that you thought were going to be carrying the ball, toting the rock in the Shanahan zone scheme that sideline vape McDaniels would be running, are going to be second and third backs, because you're going to have Dalvin Cook, who's powerful, quick as hell, and also, by the way, with the ball in his hands, like, he's a really good receiver in space.
He's awesome. I love him. He's probably more.
That's who I want Ramondre to turn into.
He's on his way. He is on his way, and he's in that conversation, in my opinion, or he can be in that conversation with those guys. I've always loved Dalvin Cook coming out of college. Mm-hmm. I know he's battled some injuries at times. He's explosive.
He was an animal in that game in Florida State against Michigan. That play, like, after I saw that, I thought, I don't care what you're doing, Patriots, just find a way to get this guy. He beat Michigan by himself in that Sugar Bowl.
And he can beat you. He's one of those guys where, like the Barry Sanders, oh, we bottled him up. Oh, we didn't bottle him up on that play. And they scored and it's over. You do not want him on the Miami Dolphins.
Showland 1999. Cook scares me more than that new quarterback in New York. And he's not talking about Daniel Jones.
I'm not sure that's a fair.
Abdullah Rahman, whose name I butchered and I shall not again. I do apologize. But he wants to know, Andy, quick one. Do we know exactly who the defensive coordinator is? Did they actually appoint one? I don't think so, right?
No, they have not announced their coaches at all, which is a frustration internally. I know with some people at the website and dealing with, why don't we have the coach?
Where the hell is Adrian Clem's bio on the website?
They're figuring some things out. Bill said a couple weeks ago they were still working through some things, or maybe that was last week, still working through some things, and they'd have an announcement at some point soon. I do not believe they will announce a defensive coordinator. I think you will move forward with the same system you've had. It's a shared duty between Gerard Mayo, who clearly they have reinvested in as the heir apparent, and Steve Belichick. And I think they'll continue to have Steve, as Gerard said, Steve's been calling the plays for 3 years. Why would we change it? It's been working. Defense has been good. So Steve Belichick is going to continue to call the defensive plays, and Gerard Mayo is going to continue to have a huge voice on the defense, whether it's on the sideline, during the week, in the meeting room, some of the things we've heard over the years. It's those two guys. And DeMarcus Covington is not a bad, young developing coach back then.
No, he was coaching at the, I think this might be his last year under contract, but he was coaching at the Senior Bowl as well. I have very few, I know you were saying the cornerbacks, the cornerbacks of the secondary, if you will, could be a bit of a house of cards.
House of cards.
I'm not nearly as worried. I want to see the offense get back in gear. Yes, Rad Rob, Ramondre will be the number one back, no doubt.
Kevin Harris had a run today, running towards me, long run, outrunning your bye.
Little
Mahmoud.
6 to midnight for you. Yeah, really?
His freaking
He's strong. Yeah. Is he a Quadzilla?
I do think he's dropped a little bit of weight from last year, probably by design, but his dude must struggle to buy pants. Dude must struggle to buy jeans, or dude has some tree trunks.
Really? So that's probably why they were comfortable letting Damian Harris make his way to Buffalo.
Yeah, plus he's always banged up. Plus they're always going to let running backs go. It's what they do. Whether you rush for 1,000 yards or not, we're letting, hey, law firm, good luck in Cincinnati. Take care. Wish you, Shane Vereen, you had a great Super Bowl. Take care. Wish you well. Like, they believe that that position is replaceable and interchangeable.
Yeah, and thank you, Robert Louis Stephen, Robert Louis Steele, the fourth, my guy. It's Mostert and Jeff Wilson. Jeff Wilson is no stiff as an auxiliary.
He's also running no Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, no, he is not in any way, shape. Would the Pats make a run at Dalvin Cook? I don't think so, Matt. As much as we'd love to see him back there, you've got his, you've got Hart's guy, the James Robinson hype train, Kevin Harris, Pierre Strong. We'll see what we get out of him. And of course, Ramondre. Sports Illustrated predicted he would have the most yards from scrimmage as a back this year. We will see. All right, Hart, we're coming up on the hour mark. That has been one robust, engagement-packed, and joyous edition of Six Rings and Football Things. We are out. We will be back on the radio on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Of course, if you like to watch these live, we'll try to do more of these because it's a whole lot of fun to take the questions fresh and on the fly. Blanket, we'll do it live, but you can always share this with your friends by subscribing to Six Rings and Football Things, Spotify, Apple Pods, and so much more. For everyone who helped put this thing in place, mostly me, and of course, Andy Hart, who was at practice today, this is Six Rings and
brings
Football
all the entertainment and information and expertise and knowledge and value and any other good word.
And you're the guy who said, dude must struggle to buy pants, which is what I'm going to leave you, which is what I'm going to leave everyone with. Thank you guys for watching. We'll let you guys know when we're back live like this once again. Until next time, as always, appreciate you very much. We'll talk soon. Good day. God bless. And as always, go Pats.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.